Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. Our number today, 844-236-6010. We love hearing from you. If you have questions, comments, success stories, if you need help with a health challenge that you or a loved one is dealing with, we can help you out. 844-236-6010 is our number, 844-236-6010. We're going to be speaking to Dr. Russell Lebowitz about Parkinson's disease at the bottom of the hour. Dr. Lebowitz is a brain researcher. He studies Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease, Lewy body dementia, and we'll be talking about the early warning signs of Parkinson's disease. We've been spending some time talking about Parkinson's and dopamine and tyrosine. We'll continue doing that and speak to Dr. Russell Lebowitz, pioneering brain researcher, about the 7 early warning signs of Parkinson's disease. At the bottom of the hour, we'll get your calls in this in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Or if you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team and start a home-based business, if you're an entrepreneur, if you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, if you want to start a home-based business, if you want to work out of your home, if you want to be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement business, or if you just want to get your longevity products at the wholesale price, call 866-735-2470 or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Okay, our number 844-236-6010. We'll be speaking with Dr. Russell Lebowitz about Parkinson's disease at the bottom of the hour, and we will get to your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. So we've been talking about the stimulating molecule tyrosine, the amino acid, the non-essential amino acid that's derived from essential phenylalanine. Tyrosine is found in most high-protein foods. We said that tyrosine can help suppress blood prolactin, serum prolactin. Prolactin functions as a type of stress hormone. Prolactin is ostensibly a hormone that's involved with milk secretion and mammary gland development, but it also is associated with stresses. Tyrosine has been shown to have some suppressant activities on prolactin. In addition to having a balancing and antagonistic effect on prolactin, you can also use tyrosine as a morning pick-me-up. Tyrosine's activating action on cells gives it a stimulating effect. It's got stimulating properties. It's ideal if you're trying to quit caffeine. Using tyrosine, maybe 150 to 100 milligrams in the morning, can be helpful. It will cause a little bit of jitteriness. Not the kind of jitteriness that caffeine can, but you can still get a little bit jittery. You got to kind of play around with the dose a little bit. But unlike caffeine, when you use tyrosine for stimulation, you're going to get
the benefits of stimulating with an amino acid, stimulating with a protein building block, rather than a drug. And yes, caffeine is technically a drug. When I say drug, I mean that literally in the sense that it has to be metabolized and cleared by the liver in a way that tyrosine does not. Tyrosine can get used. Caffeine doesn't get used. Caffeine has its effect, and then it's got to be eliminated like a poison. This is one of the main distinctions between nutrients and drugs. Drugs have to be metabolized. They have to be cleared. They require enzymes and biochemicals, as well as nutrients, for their detoxification. They utilize detoxification chemistry. There's detoxification chemistry in the liver, and this detoxification chemistry has to be utilized in order to get rid of drugs, and that includes caffeine. Detoxification, as the word implies, literally means to eliminate toxicity. The detoxification system in the liver is ordinarily very robust, but it can be overloaded. And the more toxins you put in your body, the more likely you're going to be to overload this detox system. And that means the more likely you're going to be affected by poisons and toxicity. Drugs are poisons and drugs are toxic. So when I say drugs are poisons, sometimes I freak people out when I say that, but they're literally poisons. I don't mean to be provocative. I'm being literal. Drugs are poisons in the sense that they have to be cleared out and they have to be eliminated by the poison control center. Nutrients are not detoxified. Nutrients are utilized. Caffeine has to be detoxified. Tyrosine gets utilized. What would you rather do? You're going to get the same stimulating effect. Why would you use a drug when you can use an amino acid that does the same thing and gives you the benefits of helping you perform other essential biological functions? Also, drugs, like caffeine, work by blocking things. Nutrients work by supporting things. Caffeine works by blocking something called adenosine. Adenosine is a relaxing molecule. It's a sleep-promoting molecule. When adenosine goes up, you get sleepy. Caffeine works by blocking that. It's an adenosine blocker. Tyrosine, on the other hand, supports wakefulness chemistry. This is a kind of, I hope you don't think this is too subtle, because it's a really important distinction. Drugs work by blocking things. Tyrosine works by supporting things. Drugs work by blocking. Caffeine works by blocking. Tyrosine and nutrients work by supporting. When it comes to external stimulants, if you're going to use tyrosine, that means you're going to get the benefits for your thyroid. You're not going to get benefits for your thyroid or caffeine. You're going to get benefits for producing dopamine. We're going to talk about dopamine with Dr. Russell Leibovitz here, and I'm going to be talking about dopamine for the next few days. Dopamine is an anticipatory molecule, anticipatory neurotransmitter. It's associated with pleasure. It's associated with movement. Deficiencies in dopamine can cause a problem. In addition to causing problems with movement, it can cause a problem with pleasure and a condition called anhedonia, the inability to feel pleasure, is associated with depressed dopamine levels. Tyrosine upregulates dopamine. Tyrosine upregulates epinephrine. Tyrosine upregulates melanin. Tyrosine is a natural cell activator and part of the cell's normal metabolic chemistry. Caffeine, you don't get any of those benefits. In addition to the fact that caffeine has to be processed in the liver and broken down by the same enzyme system that breaks down drugs and nicotine and alcohol. If you're drinking a lot of alcohol, by the way, you're not going to be clearing your caffeine out as effectively. On the other hand, if you want to upregulate caffeine clearance, if you're doing a lot of caffeine, if you're drinking a lot of coffee or soda pop, use cruciferous vegetables. Broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage all have an ability to upregulate liver detoxification of caffeine, as well as alcohol, as well as prescription drugs in general. If you're one of the millions, tens of millions of Americans using prescription drugs, especially polypharmacy or multiple prescription drugs, make sure you're eating your broccoli. You should be eating broccoli every day, and cabbage and cauliflower and Brussels sprouts. The cruciferous vegetables activate enzymes in the liver that are responsible for detoxification. Same with estrogen. If you have any kind of estrogenic health issues, endometriosis, depression, obesity, all of these can be associated with excess estrogen, reproductive problems, PMS, premenstrual syndrome. Use broccoli, use Brussels sprouts, use cabbage as detoxification nutrients, detoxification foods. Also, vitamin C can have an upregulating effect on detoxification and elimination of caffeine, so make sure you're using your Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Hi, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back with you and your phone calls right after this.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We're going to talk about Parkinson's disease with Dr. Russell Lebovitz, brain researcher. Dr. Russell Lebovitz. His website, his blog actually, is amprionme.com, amprionme.com. He's got a really cool blog, and he's also got all kinds of great health information, not just about Parkinson's, but also about Lewy body dementia, as well as COVID-19 and its brain health impact. We'll talk to Dr. Russell Lebovitz about the 7 early warning signs of Parkinson's, but we'll also probably, I'm going to ask him about prions and other brain health issues. That'll be at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls here in this segment, 844-236-6010. So hang tight if you're on hold. From Science News, excuse me, early use of cannabis linked to heart disease. Cannabis, or the active ingredient, cannabinoids, the active ingredient in marijuana, apparently is associated with early use is associated with heart disease. Not a surprise. I'm not sure if it has to do with the cannabinoids or if it has to do with the smoking. We've known about the dangers of cigarette smoking when it comes to cardiovascular health. We've known about that for decades. And until recently, there has not been a lot of research on cannabis smoking and heart disease, although it makes perfect sense that if you smoke anything, you're going to have heart problems. When you smoke anything, whether it's cannabinoids or whether it's nicotine or whether it's herbs or whether it's non-nicotine type cigarettes or vaping for that matter, you are inhaling toxicity into your lungs. Ultimately, that toxicity will get into your bloodstream. Ultimately, it will deprive the body or the bloodstream of being able to trap oxygen, and ultimately that's going to affect the heart. According to the study, there are 3 key criteria that were affected by cannabis smoking. The first was arterial stiffness, how stiff your arteries are. The second was heart function, how well the heart moves. And thirdly was the functioning of the vascular system, the opening and closing of blood vessels. So if you're thinking that smoking cannabis is somehow better off, is better for you than smoking nicotine, think again. Smoking anything is not a good thing to do, smoking anything. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to Araziano. I think I said that right. Araziano. Did I say that right, or is this Graziano?
It's Graziano, Ben.
Hey, Graziano. How you doing, buddy?
No worries. There's a story of my life with my name. Don't worry about it.
Sorry, it's a cool name, Graziano.
Yeah, thank you. I was calling today regarding just a question about if you know anything about I'm going to call it GMO'd. Once you've been GMO'd or somebody has been GMO'd about shedding, the reason I'm asking is because my sister-in-law got GMO'd last Thursday, got the second GMO'd.
And GMO'd. Okay. I see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
My wife and I have not been GMO'd, but I noticed 2 days, by Saturday, which was just 2 days ago, we went out to dinner. We drank some alcoholic beverages, not a lot. And all of a sudden, she started getting sick. We're like, oh, man, did you get drunk? What happened? And she was vomiting
really?
The other hour by the hour for at least, oh, man, it was all days, right? All night. Right?
When did she get GMO'd?
GMO'd, the second one, GMO'd, was last Thursday. Just like, 4 days ago now? 3 days ago?
Yeah, it could. Here's the thing about the GMO. It jacks up your immune system. That's the way it works. Mm-hmm. It spikes your immune system. So it makes you more sensitive to things. That's really the biggest problem. I mean, if you're constantly making this antigen, which is what the genetic modification does, it keeps that antigen going, your body's going to be more sensitive to other things.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody really knows how sensitive or what it's going to be sensitive to, but you're just going to be more, your immune system's going to be jacked up. You're going to be running low levels of antibodies. I'm not sure when you stop making these antibodies. Antibodies are associated with inflammation. The whole point of this GMO thing that they're doing is it's supposed to stimulate your antibody production, so you're making antibodies. Now, I don't know the answer. I don't know if anybody knows the answer to how long you're making these antibodies. And if you're making antibodies, your body is in this low level inflammatory state, and that can make you more susceptible to alcohol and other toxins. And nobody really knows the answer to that. So it could very well be. It's not a question of shedding. The shedding issue is, are you getting rid of those of the proteins that you're making? Viral shedding occurs when you get infected with a virus, and then you exhale viral particles through your respiratory tract, and as you talk and as you breathe out, etc., all of these viral particles can come out. That's called viral shedding. Now, the people who are doing the GMOs say you don't really make the spike protein long enough for you to shed with any significance. That's what they say. I don't know if anybody really knows the answer to that. But what is incontrovertibly true is that your immune system is always going to be activated. As long as you're making the spike protein, your immune system is activated. And I don't know if you when you stop making the spike protein. I don't know when you stop making the antibodies. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know if anybody knows the answer to that.
I get all that, but my wife did not get GMO'd. Neither did I.
Oh, she did not get GMO'd.
Did not. My sister-in-law did, but my wife took care of her for 2 days.
Okay.
And then by Saturday, my sister-in-law was okay. However, my wife now was weird. It triggered. She was vomiting to the point where she's like, man, I think I feel like I got a fever. Her menstrual period started, which was odd. It wasn't supposed to. So I've read in literature or whatever in documentation that when one is affected by shedding, for those who have been GMO,
it can change your menstrual cycle and your reproductive system.
That's right. The women who have not been GMO will be affected. I thought, man.
Yes, it's possible. The people who promote... who promote the GMO say that's not going to happen, but I don't know that it can't happen.
Yeah.
We don't really know. We're in uncharted territory here, and that's the biggest problem. Whether you support GMOing to boost your immune system or not, the fact of the matter is that nobody can deny is it's an experiment, and we don't really know the long-term effects or even the medium-term effects. Nobody really knows, so... It's just an experiment, and, I don't know the answer to that. It could be.
Okay.
The people who promote it say that there is no viral shedding after a couple of days, but nobody. I don't think anybody knows the answer to that.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate your help, man.
Yeah, and it may be, and how do you know that she didn't get infected somehow, just ordinarily infected? Why does that have to be a shedding issue? Why doesn't she? How do you know she didn't just get a viral infection?
Because she did receive. She did get the GMO issue in December of 2019 before it became national news. Twice. She's done it twice. And she rarely, we eat healthy and take our longevity product. So, but she's not always on it as I am. But we do know based on symptomology and what I've compared, connected the dots. I said, well, you probably had this quote unquote, COVID-19 that's affected you because she is much weaker in her immune system. So, the fact that happened to her and it didn't hit me till yesterday as I'm driving, I connected the dots of the symptoms she had. I said, wow, is it possible she got affected by this GMO, my sister-in-law being GMO'd, and it was the shedding that she was around taking care of around her health. I hear the music, but thank you. For your help, Ben.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And the most important thing that you mentioned was the menstrual issue, because that's one of the big things that people are reporting is reproductive and menstrual issues associated with the GMO intervention, as Graziano calls it.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Graziano. Take care, buddy. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We've got Dr. Russell Lebovitz coming up in our next segment. We're going to talk about Parkinson's disease.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tornadoes reported and warnings continue in parts of central and northeastern Mississippi. More details are coming out of the 2020 census. The report details there were not enough rooms in many U.S. homes for an effective quarantine for preventing the spread of COVID-19. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Alex Rhodes of the Census Bureau reports there were three limits for isolation.
First is bedrooms and bathrooms. So a substantial number of multi-person homes had a number of bedrooms and bathrooms that can make isolating difficult. The second was amenities. We found a large number of households didn't have a washer and dryer or didn't have a complete kitchen, which may lead to some household members increasing exposure should they need to go out to wash their clothes or get food. And the third was rooms for working from home.
Many households had children in distance learning.
We've had about 84% or 43 million adults with children in their household have seen children's classes moving to distance learning.
USA Radio News.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's www.BrightsideBen.com.
A rare bear attack in Colorado has taken the life of a Colorado woman. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Authorities believe a woman was killed by a bear in southwestern Colorado. Her boyfriend found her body on Friday night.
Well, she was walking her dogs, and she did that sometime in the morning.
Jason Clay with Colorado Parks and Wildlife says people should expect bear activity to be picking up. Officials say they observed signs of consumption on the body, and there was bear scat and hair at the scene. A female black bear and two young bears were euthanized. There have been three prior fatal bear attacks in Colorado since 1971.
Grizzly and polar bears are notorious for being the most dangerous. However, the Eurasian brown bear and the American black bear can attack people too. There were 664 bear attacks on people globally between 2000 and 2015. The United States is going to do more to combat COVID-19. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The White House says it will begin talks with the World Trade Organization to find more ways to distribute COVID vaccines globally. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain said Sunday that U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai will begin talks with waiving patent rules to allow more countries to produce generic versions of the shot, a major component of those discussions. Last week, the U.S. began sending more raw materials for the production of vaccines to India and authorized the release of 60 million doses of AstraZeneca vaccine from a stockpile that built up while the company awaits an emergency use authorization from the FDA.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and we're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive page at BrightsideBen.com. We have a search engine up. If you miss a program or you want to review a program, we've got 11 years of archived information at BrightsideBen.com. You can also go to PharmacistBen.com and CriticalHealthNews.com and check out our news stories, blog posts, and videos. And, of course, all the longevity products are up on all our websites, BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, and CriticalHealthNews.com, as well as a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business and be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement business. You can also call 866-735-2470 if you want to speak to a real live human being. Also, don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, including acne and eczema and psoriasis for the prevention of post-surgical scarring. What I discovered after working for many, many years with two treatments on a prescription basis was that most skincare products are filled with fillers and waxes and emulsifiers, and I didn't want to put any of that stuff in there. And what ended up happening is I created a line of 100% active and functional ingredients that are so effective. You can check out our 1,800 plus 4- and 5-star reviews that are quite overwhelming. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. Check them all out at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest today. We've been speaking about Parkinson's disease now for about a week or so and talking about dopamine and talking about tyrosine. My guest is a brain researcher, brain disease researcher, Dr. Russell Lebovitz, and he specializes in various brain illnesses, including Lewy body dementia and Alzheimer's disease, as well as Parkinson's disease. We're going to talk about the 7 early warning signs for Parkinson's disease. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Dr. Russell Lebovitz. Hey, Doc.
Hey, how are you today?
Good morning, and I've been checking out your blog, and you got some great stuff on there. Tell us a little bit about Parkinson's disease and what you're doing for early detection.
Sure. Thanks for asking. Parkinson's disease, it first of all, can affect anyone. It cuts across the spectrum, and it turns up mainly people in their 60s, although it can come earlier and it can come later, but it appears first for people in their 60s. And what Parkinson's is irreversible damage to certain regions of the brain that help us control our movements. And so when we get Parkinson's, we find that movements that our whole lives have come easily and without thinking suddenly become very difficult. We can become stiff. We lose the facility of easy control. Maybe sports aren't so easy to do anymore. And then Parkinson's is a progressive disease because over time, these regions of the brain that control movements are destroyed more and more until we reach a point where it's very difficult to move the way we used to.
Now, when you say destroyed, that seems really dramatic. What is it that would cause part of the brain that's so significant as the area that's affected in Parkinson's disease, the substantia nigra? What would be a cause of destruction of this very vital area?
Yeah, it's a very recently recognized mechanism of disease that underlies not only Parkinson's, but most of the other neurodegenerative diseases, including Alzheimer's, a number of other dementias, ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease. And it's what happens is that something damage occurs in the brain over time, and it leads to something which we would call proteins gone rogue. And what happens is there are a few normal proteins in the brain that are absolutely required for normal activity, but a small subset of these proteins have a very unusual property. They can behave like transformers in the movie or on the television show, and literally, without changing much about their primary structure, these proteins can basically flip into alternative shapes. They can transform. And proteins that can flip into at least 2 alternative forms, one of which is harmful, are called prions. And in the case of Parkinson's, the protein that's gone rogue, the protein that's the transformer, is called alpha-synuclein. And again, alpha-synuclein is a good guy normally, but when it flips into this new form, this Darth Vader form, it has 2 properties that are damaging. One is an accumulation of the prion form of alpha-synuclein kills nerve cells. But even more importantly, what this form, this transformed form, is it can convert the normal good form into the bad form. So really, just 1 or 2 cells that suddenly have alpha-synuclein gone rogue can then spread from cell to cell. And the regions that are most susceptible to synuclein damage in people happen to be what you mentioned, the substantia nigra of the midbrain, which helps us control movements.
So are you saying that Parkinson's is now thought to be a prion disease?
Well, yes, it is a prion disease. The only difference that we can tell between the prions involved in Parkinson's and those involved in the original disease called CJD or mad cow disease is there's really no evidence. While the prions in Parkinson's and probably in Alzheimer's can spread within a person from cell to cell. There's no evidence that it can spread between people, which is the case for CJD and for mad cow disease.
So can you eat with mad cow disease? Obviously, the name mad cow came about because people were afraid that they would eat the cows that had this prion contamination or prion effect. Can that happen with Parkinson's also? Can you eat prion?
So that's the difference here. When I talk about transmissibility, within the brain, it seems to spread. It doesn't seem to spread into other tissues in a concentration that's so high or has the ability to transmit between people. There's no evidence for transmission of Parkinson's between people. But within the brain, it's a similar mechanism.
Or by eating, or by food. When you say transmissibility, it's not transmissible
right.
through food.
Well, that's right. It's not transmissible through food or really any mechanism that we can see, whereas mad cow disease, as you have mentioned, was recognized because it can be transmitted between individuals or between animals and people. No evidence for that kind of transmissibility for Parkinson's, Alzheimer's. So we might refer to these as prion-like diseases because within the brain, the mechanism is the same.
Can you detect these prions?
Well, that's what Amprion does. We've developed technology. Actually, we developed the technology originally to detect the classic prions you're talking about in mad cow disease. And the test that was developed in the early 2000s is still the most sensitive test for detecting mad cow disease. But that's a very, very rare disease. And what we've done is adapt that technology to detect other prion-like particles, including those for alpha-synuclein. And we now have enough data published all in peer-reviewed journals on the link between misfolded alpha-synuclein in the brain that we can detect to be able to offer a clinical test that can detect this disease at almost all stages. As far as we can tell from research studies, we can detect it in people who have symptoms. We can detect it in people who have early symptoms and people who don't even have symptoms yet.
All right, hang on to that thought. I want to talk about of the prions and Alzheimer's disease, and I want to know what we can do about prions. You're saying prions. I've always said prions.
Yeah, either one. Half people use each term.
Yeah, I want to know if we can do anything about those. All right, we got to take a break. We got Dr. Russell Lebovitz with us. We're talking about brain health and Parkinson's disease. His website is amprion.com. We'll be back with Russell Lebovitz right after this break. Don't go away.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's gcnminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Youngevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Dr. Russell Lebovitz about Parkinson's disease. His website, by the way, is amprionme.com. Amprionme.com. He's got a really cool blog up there. Let me see if I understand this, Dr. Lebovitz. The prion is a triggering factor that triggers this alpha-synuclein protein to fold in this abnormal way. Is that correct?
Well, it is. Prion is actually a misfolded protein that can actually replicate by recruiting the normal form of the protein when they contact one another. So it is the misfolded structure of alpha-synuclein is the definition of a prion.
Gotcha. So the misfolded protein itself is the prion. So what triggers this misfolding? Does anybody know? And how can you get rid of it, or can you?
Well, these are all great questions. We don't know exactly how it's triggered, but if we follow people who get the disease and see what clusters there are certainly several links that we can talk about. One is about 10% of people with Parkinson's disease appear to have a familial or a genetic link. And when we follow the genes, there are a handful of genes that seem to be involved in increasing the probability greatly of getting Parkinson's. But that's only about 10%. The other 90% are what we'll call sporadic disease. We don't know the exact cause, but we can find links. So you tend to see Parkinson's more than expected in certain athletes, people who get repeated head injuries. So boxers are the classic. Muhammad Ali was a classic example. Yeah. But there are others as well, people who hit their head even subtly, but many, many times. People who have had certain virus infections that affect the brain seem to have an increased probability. So it may be related to inflammation in the brain that on rare occasions triggers this. And because, as we've talked about, the prion diseases self-replicate, a very rare event can then, over 20 or 30 years, lead to wiping out of whole regions of the brain.
I've been reading a lot about lipopolysaccharides and intestinal permeability issues. Do you know anything about that associated with Parkinson's?
Well, it's interesting. What we do know is that at least with respect to Parkinson's, there is a subset of patients where the disease may actually start in the gut and travel along the vagus nerve to the brain. It's not clear that this happens in everyone, but there is data that one can find misfolded synuclein in the gut caused by certain bacteria, and it may be their lipopolysaccharides. I'm not sure that's completely established, but that once you get these misfolded synuclein prion-like particles in the gut, and they travel through the vagus nerve to the brain, that seems to be sufficient to start the disease in the brain. So I agree with you that the gut may play a role here and for some people.
What do you mean by travel along the vagus nerve? I don't quite understand that.
Well, so what happens is these are particles. They're maybe the size of viruses approximately. So if you have these particles in the gut in some place, then, and they contact the nerve ending. So the vagus nerve starts in the brain and has very long processes that extend into the gut and other tissues. And those very long processes, part of the nerve, so some of our nerve cells are literally inches, you know, almost a foot long. And so along those nerves, the long processes can transport a number of things in both directions. So one
in the nerve cells, in the nerve cells itself.
In the nerve cell itself.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. That's very interesting. So what can people do if they have this kind of, if they have a prion related brain deterioration issues? Is there anything they could do?
Well, so what we know now is that these diseases, as you have mentioned, and I have certainly validated for you, kill brain cells. And what we know is that unlike almost every other tissue in the body, the brain does not regenerate, and there are a lot of reasons for that. So the key here is that once the regions are destroyed, you never go back. You never reconstitute. So what one can do, sorry, is to learn as early as possible about the presence of the disease. And then the strategy becomes, until there are drugs that can stop this in its tracks, which there are not now, but there are a number of clinical trials, slowing down the disease is a very useful strategy. But slowing it down works better the earlier you detect it. So, you know, one of the things we talk about is that early detection empowers early prevention. So the things that one could do are, one, it looks like there's data that changing one's lifestyle, eating a more healthy diet, exercising more, the same things that are heart healthy tend to be brain healthy. Mm. And so the earlier one is able to put in an aggressive program of changing lifestyle, that seems to be able to work. And if you slow this disease just a little bit at the early stage, you might be able to get 10 years or more of productive life before symptoms. The second thing that one can do is to enroll in clinical trials. This is how we learn about these diseases. There are over 500 clinical trials available to patients in the United States right now, and they cover everything from lifestyle changes to supplements to drugs. And so one can enroll in studies that fit their preferences. And then the third thing that one can do is that if you are 45 years old and you learn, or 50 years old, that you're likely to have a disease, you have a disease incubating that in 20 years may make it difficult to get around. It may make it impossible to travel. Then you can just rearrange your life priorities so that you get to do those things earlier rather than later.
Are there, I know you have, with seven, on your blog, you've got seven early warning signs for Parkinson's disease. But a lot of these seem kind of generic, like trouble sleeping and posture changes, loss of smell. What's a really clear red flag that people should be concerned about?
Sure. Well, you know, one of the things you've mentioned, that we have seven signs that are early for Parkinson's, and they sound very generic. But the actual form for each of these is specific enough that one, you know, one could be able to at least have a guess. And so I will tell you that until a year ago, the best sign that was very clear, that was unusual in anyone other than a patient with early Parkinson's, was sudden loss for no reason of sense of smell and taste. Mm. So that was our best sign. However, with the onset of COVID, turns out that's a sign of COVID as well. So that is much less specific. I'd say other ones, that are important here. You said, you know, trouble sleeping. But trouble sleeping here isn't just that one is anxious and can't get to sleep. What happens in early Parkinson's with trouble sleeping is a very specific sleep disorder where a person suddenly starts thrashing around and moving in concert with their dreams. And the way we notice this the most is if it's someone who has a partner, that partner starts reporting being hit in the face or being kicked much more. And it's just sudden onset and it doesn't go away. So there's one that's pretty specific.
That's
and if you want to go through any of the others, every one of these has something that's unique to, you know, a little bit different in a patient that has early onset Parkinson's. And that's what a movement disorder specialist, a neurologist who really focuses on Parkinson's and related diseases will be able to look into.
Okay, so if somebody's suspecting that they or a loved one has or is developing Parkinson's disease, how can Amprion help and what should they do?
Everything we do, we have a regulated clinical test to detect misfolded alpha-synuclein. So it would need to be done through a doctor. And so seeing either first a primary care physician who may refer them to a neurologist, it is then possible to get a sample to run the test. It takes about a week. And the test is very clear, the answer of yes or no. And if the answer is yes, that means that these prion-like particles are present in the brain and the disease is progressing. We don't always know how long it will take. It takes 10 years in some people, 20 in others, but we can definitely say that there's a disease incubating. And if there are early signs, then the correlation is very, very high.
What's the relationship between COVID and Parkinson's?
That's an amazing question that we don't know the answer yet, but, you know, it's because I mentioned earlier that one of the things where there's a correlation, even before COVID, was inflammation in the brain or viral infection of the brain, and it looks like almost everyone who has COVID gets massive inflammation of the brain. So there is a giant concern that we may have an epidemic of Parkinson's in the next 15 to 20 years, but we don't know that yet. But ultimately, one way to tell that, and we're looking into this, would be to do a research study on people who have had COVID and where we can look to see the presence of misfolded synuclein in COVID survivors compared to the general population.
Doc, we're out of time. Thank you so much. Dr. Russell Lebovitz, amprionme.com. And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.